Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Aleph, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yoichan. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asunu Matzar of Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Yor Yeshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leah, and Chava Miriam Basmalka Freda. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Tzvi ben Yosef Moshe. So, the topic of today's daf is not what the topic of the previous dafin was. That's, for some, the good news. Stating that, the topic of today's daf is some intense kachim, not exactly the easiest daf in Shas. That's, I suppose, the bad news. But regardless, today's daf is going to be a very kachim digga daf, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. So the halacha is that if somebody has something that's hektish, he could be poida the hektish. What does it mean to be poida hektish? You remove the kedusha from the thing that's hektish, and you transfer it onto something that's chulin. You could be poida maisa sheni, you could be poida shvius, you could be poida hektish. Stating that, there's a very important caveat, and that is, the only time you could be poida hektish is if the hektish is kedushas dam. If, however, the hektish is kedushas haguf, then you can't be poida hektish. In other words, all hektish can be divided into two groups: kedushas damim and kedushas guf. Let's talk about kedushas haguf first. Kedushas haguf is when something is hektish, and the nature of the hektish allows this thing to be brought as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for an example, an animal that's an oilo, or a chatas, or a nasham, yayin that's nesachim, soilis that's a mincha, these things are hektish. They're not just hektish in that they have some kedusha residing on it, but the nusach of the hektish allows this thing to now be brought on the mizbeach, being that the guf has in it a din to be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of the kedusha is called kedusha saguf. Kedusha damim is when something is hektish, but it's not in the context of where the thing itself is going to be karev. What then is the significance of the hektish? We say that there's some hektish residing on it, and the way we deher it is as if the value, the monetary value of this item, has kedusha. Hence, it's known as kedushas damim, damim miloshin shekels. If the cheftza of the hektish is kedushas haguf, there's no way to be poida that. You can't take something that has kedushas haguf and say, I want the kedusha to go out of the guf and now land on this $100 bill. If, however, the cheftza of the kedusha is kedushas damim, so really the whole hektish is in the damim of the thing, not so much in the guf of the thing. It's for that reason you can now transfer the kedusha from the damim that's in this item onto another damim. And it's through that there's a concept of pidyon. Just explain this one tefach tifer. We just said that all hektish could be divided into two groups, kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. All hektish could also be divided into two different groups, not a stira. You could take all hektish and you could divide it into two groups known as kachay mizbeach and kachay bedek habayis. What's the difference? Kachay mizbeach is when somebody was makdish something and the purpose of the hektish was to facilitate the mizbeach. Kachay bedek habayis is when somebody was makdish something and the purpose was literally for the upkeep or the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, but really it means everything other than kachay mizbeach. Kachay mizbeach could be either kedushas haguf or kedushas damim. Kachay bedek habayis is always going to be kedushas damim, because kachay mizbeach, being that this is a tzad mizbeach, so now it's shayach to the musig of kedushas haguf. Kachay bedek habayis, there's no chelik hakrova for this money anyways, and as a result, it's not even shayach to kedushas haguf. It would have to, by nature, be kedushas damim. Later in the daf, we're going to talk a little bit about kachay mizbeach and kachay bedek habayis, which is why it's part of the introduction, but for now, really all we need to focus on is the first hagdara, and that is that all kachim can be divided into two groups, kedushas haguf and kedushas damim. Kedushas haguf, you cannot be poida because the kedusha is in the cheftza, as opposed to kedushas damim, where the kedusha is in the value. So you can transfer the kedusha from this value to something that is of equal value. Stating that, although we're saying that Kedushas Aguf you can't be poida, in the event that you have something that is Kaddish Kedushas Aguf and it develops a mum, so that right now you can't any longer be makrivit on the Mizbeach, it becomes known as Psulei HaMikdashim, and Psulei HaMikdashim has a din that you could be poida. So as much as it's true that Kedushas Aguf, a carbon, for example, you can't be poida, it's only true if it doesn't develop a mum. If, however, it has a mum, then you can. That's what you find in different sugis in Shas, when there was a carbon and we weren't sure what to do with it, yirache yistayev, and afterwards you're going to go ahead and be poided and take the money and do whatever you have to do with the money. You can't just be poided achshav, because as long as it's kodesh b'kedushas aguf, it's not shayich to pidyon. It's only once it develops a mum, at that point, that you'd be able to be poided. Today's daf is going to begin with a memra that attributes itself to the great Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rabbi Yochanan said a gewaldige chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan said that as much as it's true that Kedushas Aguf you can't be poida unless it has a mum, that's true for Karbonos Yachid. Karbonos Tzibur is not that way. Karbonos Tzibur, Rabbi Yochanan held, you could be poida even if it doesn't have a mum. Now, the specific Karbonos Tzibur that Rabbi Yochanan is referring to when he said his halacha was the Tamidim, the Karbon Tamid. But as we're going to see, it's not unique to the Karbon Tamid. Really, Rabbi Yochanan's memra was a memra with regards to all Karbonos Tzibur. And he said a chiddush that even though Kedushas Aguf can't be paid unless it has a mum, but Tamidim, she'loi hutzrichu l'tzibur, and they're still tamimim, they don't have a mum. Niftin, that lach is, if you want to be poited, you can be poited. And the whole daf is going to center around this memor from Rabbi Yochanan. That's the entire daf. It's this mem. Now, I think it's kedai to give away what the Gemara is going to say. So, spoiler alert. The Gemara is going to be masber that the yisoid of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan is not that there's a fundamental nafkamina in the Kedushas Aguf of a carbon yachid versus the Kedushas Aguf of a carbon tzibur, but rather by a carbon tzibur there was a lev bezdin masna aleihem. And that's an idea that you find in different sugis and chas, where bezdin sometimes, before they were makdish something, they would make a tenai in the ikker hektish. And Rabbi Yochanan held that every carbon tzibur has a lev bezdin masna aleihem, a tenai ke tenai de bnei gad u bnei ruven, that's eingebacht in the chefze of the hektish, that says that in the event that for whatever reason we're not going to need this carbon tzibur, so we should have the ability to be pointed and we shouldn't have to wait for it to get mum for whatever reason. But the bottom line is, this is Rabbi Yochanan's Grace Halacha. It's based on a Lev Bezda Mas Nalem, which is something that we're going to make believe we don't really know, because it's going to emerge through the course of the daf. And really, the ganze daf is going to be a Shakla Vitaria of, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi's going to like Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Eisevei Abaya. And Abaya's going to be Maida, but he's going to have problems with what Rabbi said. A little bit of cheshbon. Nothing near the cheshbonis that we saw in the previous dafin. And on that note, we learn a real kachem diga daf, 13 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. Okta ilga gemara. Amar Ula Am Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidim Shleichot Shchol Tzibor, in the event that there were Tamidim. And the Tzibor didn't need this Tamidim. Niftin Tamimim. The halacha is it could be poide, and you could be paid to them even though they're tamim. Yosef, Rabbi, become the Lord Shmait. So Rabbi was sitting and he said over this member from Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda heard what Rabbi said. And he said, Man tzayis lach to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, who's going to listen to you and to your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, no one's going to buy this idea that Tamidim Shalei Hutzrich HaLetzibur Niftin Tamimim. Why? Because V'chi Kedusha Shebahem Leheichan Holcha. Where did the Kedusha go? And as long as something has Kedusha, specifically Kedusha, like, you can't be paid it. So V'chi Kedusha Shebahem Leheichan Holcha. How's it possible in the world that you should be able to be paid it? Now, we mentioned already a slave bez the masalim, but again, we have to make believe we don't know that. But the point is, in real time, Rav Chisda heard this memra and he says, I don't understand how this is possible. Amalei, Rabbi responded to Rav Chisda and he told him, Atloi tispera, deloi amrinim kedusha shebehem leheichan holcha. What? You don't agree that we don't say such a svara of kedusha shebehem leheichan holcha when it comes to karbonos tzibur? Meaning, you're asking me as akasha, kedusha shebehem leheichan holcha, and this is a pircha, man tzayis loch Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, you, Ke'ilu, think that's a good kasha? I'll prove to you that you yourself are moida that we don't say Kedushin Shabbahem Laheichan Halcha. And the proof that Rabbah is about to bring is from a Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim, and it deals with the laws of Ketores, specifically the Moser HaKetores. So we need to just become a mashahu familiar with the laws of the Ketores. And that is, we know that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mana of Ketores. Mana is a shir. There was a mana of Ketores that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Pras b'shachris u'pras b'ino arbayim. Now, when the Kohanim used to prepare the Ketores, they would prepare it in one big batch. And they would do it in the beginning of the year. Now, the amount of manos that they would prepare was 368. The cheshmin of 368 is 365 connected to 365 days of the solar year. And there were three extra. And the reason they had three extra is because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to take a Meloi Chafnav of Ketores that was part of his Miyuchadig Avoida, starting the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's for that reason there was more than 365. Now Rashi brings a Gemara, Masechtes Krisos, where the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol, regardless of how big his hands were, when it came to doing the Meloi Chafnav, the most he ever took was maybe a half a mana, mashu kaza, which means that there was always going to be a Moiser Ketores. So this Mishnah right here is going to address Moiser HaKetores Mahoyu Oisimba. What exactly did they do with the Moiser Ketores? So the Gemara again. So Rabbi tells Rav Chisda, what, you don't hold that we don't say Kedushin Shebehem Lehechan Holcha, but now we learned in the Mishnah, Moisak Teres Mahayu Oisimba, what they do with the Moisak Teres. Because again, the assumption is that it's going to be a little bit of leftover Teres at the end of the year. And the question is, what do you do with it? Now, let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. What do you mean? Why can't you use it the next year? So the answer is because the Teres was a carbon sieve. Carbon sieve had to be bought with the Machzis HaShekel, right, the Trumas HaLishko, and Machzis HaShekel had a fiscal year, right, went from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I can't buy Ketores for Tovshin Pei Vav with Machzis HaShekel that I collected in Tovshin Pei Hei. So if you have leftover Ketores, so you're a shtickle stock. And the question is, what did they do with it? So the Mishnah goes, and the Mishnah makes a whole elaborate cheshbon of what exactly they did. Now, the short answer of what they did is they were poided. That's the short answer. They were poided the Ketores. And once they were poided, so it became chulin, then they were able to purchase it again with the new Machzis HaShekel, and as a result, they'd be able to use it for the following year. Where it gets a little convoluted is the Seder Advarim of exactly how they were poided. But the Mishnah lays it out, so we're going to go through it. So says the Mishnah, Mafrichin, the Bach takes out the word Mimena. So Mafrichin, Schar Ha'umnim. So the Umnim, these were artisans. These were Hever that used to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and they got paid from the Mois Hektish. In fact, very often they got paid from the Trumas HaLishka. But the point is that the first thing that happened was, is the Kohanim would take from the Trumas HaLishka, right? The whole cheshbon, and they would pay the umnin whatever they're supposed to get. So it's the end of the week, the umnin come and they say, you owe me $100 for the work that I did this week. So the kohen goes, takes from the Trumas HaLishka, from the new Machzis HaShekels of the current fiscal year, and he would pay the umnin whatever it is that they're supposed to get. Afterwards, umechalalin oisa al mois ha'umnin, v'noisnin oisa lo umnin b'scharan. They would then take the Moiser HaKetores, they would give it to the umnin and have the umnin give them back the money. So again, the money is coming from the Trumas HaLishka. It's coming from the Trumas HaLishka, it has Kedusha. They pay the umnin with the money. What happens to the money when they pay the umnin with it? It gets transferred ke'ilu for the Avodas HaKodesh, and at that point, it's niftis, it's considered a pidyon, and now it becomes chulin. So now the Trumas HaLishka money just became niftis al yidei paying the umnin, and as a result, now it's chulin. They would then take the moisner akteris, they would give it to the umnin and take the money back. They take the money back. Now the money has kedusha. The ketores that they gave in lieu of the money was now yoytza l'chulin. And then they would buy back the ketores from the umnin, and they would buy it back from the truma chadasha, and then they were able to use it. So you want to know what they did with the moisa ketores? In short, they were played it and then bought it back and ended up using it the following year. You want to know in a more nuanced way how this played itself out? It's quite confusing. What they did was they gave the Trumas Halishka de Gagel to the Umnin, and then they swapped the money, which was Yoitza L'Chulin, with the Moisa Akteris. Now the Moisa Akteris is Chulin. Now you take the Trumas Kadosh and you buy the Chulin, the Moisa Akteris. Now it's not Moisa Akteris anymore because it was Yoitza L'Chulin in the interim. Now you're able to use it. Now, kind of Ben Shoyal. Why did they do it this way? Why can't it just be pointed, right? So Rashi really asks the kasha, and Rashi says, it's four lines from the bottom. V'hochi tzniya mil setve. It was a tzniyistic way to do it. V'loi l'meichra, v'lachzer, v'leknoisa, d'zila milsa. So good. It was a tzniyistic way of being pointed. But really, all we need is that it's a mefurish mishnah that the Moisak Teres needs to be paida. And after they were paida, they would buy it back and they would end up using it. So it says, Rabbi Terav Chizda Vamai, what's going on over here? You're being paida Moisak Teres? Moisak Teres has Kedusha Zagov. That's Pashit. His name is Kedusha Shabahem Lehechan Holcha. What happened to the Kedusha? So Rabbi turns to Rav Chizda. He says, Man Tzayis Lach, Ul Rabbi Yechanan Rabbach. Really? Ke'ilu Rabbi Yechanan saying such a chiddush that you never heard in your life? It's enough in a Mishnah. Oh, by the way, you could even ask it as a kasha. What's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush? It's Amish enough in a Mishnah. But the bottom line is, you see already that you could be poida Kedusha Zagov as long as it's a carbon zebra. Why? We'll get to that. But the bottom line is, I mean, we know already, but we'll get to it, right? But the point is that Rav Chizda Mamish came fire and brimstone. He said, Man Tzayis Ochel, Rabbi Yechon Rabach, Tain is Rabba. I don't know. It's a Mefurish HaMishnah, a Malay. So Rav Chizda told Rabba, no, it's not true. Yush Delin Tzu Ketoyres, Ketoyres Ka'amrit, Shani Ketoyres, De Ketushas Damim Hu. Ketoyres is different because it's Ketushas Damim. Now we have to come up for breath for 1 second. That's Pashit, that Ketoyres, when it was put on the Mizbeach, was Kedusha Zagov. By definition, if it's going to go on the Mizbeach and it's Kadosh, right, it has to be Kedusha Zagov. That is the Taich of Kedusha Zagov. Stating that, what Rav Chizda was telling Rab is that at this point, right now, when it was Moisa Ketoyres, it hadn't yet become Kedusha Zagov. And this is really a question. The question is, when did the Ketoyres become Kedusha Zagov? And they're Tutzdadim. One side is, as soon as they were Mefatim the Ketoyres. They were Mefatim the Ketoyres, we said in the beginning of the year. They set up 368 monos of Ketoyres. And the process of Pitum HaKetoyres involved a machteshes, a mortar, and it's Gantz Yitochin that that mortar, being that it was a klisharis, that already gave it its status as being Kedusha Zagov. And that's what Rabbi held. So Rabbi held that the Moisa Ketoyres was Kedusha Zagov because it got the Kedusha Zagov b'shas to Pituma Ketoyres. And if that's the case, you see, you can be poida. So you say, Mary, so you can be poida a carbon zebra that has Kedusha Zagov. But Rav Chizda's response is, Shani Ketoyres the Kedusha Zdomim Hu. And Zog Teilig Rashi, Avada Rav Chizda knows that Ketoyres is Kedusha Zagov, but it doesn't get its din Kedusha Zagov until Samuch la HaKetoyrosa. Before they were makter, they would put it in some klisharis, and that's when they gave it. Oh, but the machteshes that was used for the Pita Makteris was not Azaz or Klisharis that had the capacity to give it a din Kedusha Zagov. The bottom line is, it's Kedusha Zagov. Kedusha Zagov, that's why you can be poida. So you can't bring me a ride from the Ketoyres that you can be poida a carbon seabor of Kedusha Zagov, even if it doesn't have any mum from Ketoyres, because Shani Ketoyres, the Kedusha Zdomim, who at the time that they're being poided, it didn't yet become Kedusha Zagov, and as a result, it really has no Shaykh historian. But the Gemara says, Ala Miyato Ebazoi, Rabbi responds right back to Rav Chizda. If you're gerecht, and you're going to tell me that the Ketoyres, Beshas the Pitum, didn't yet become Kedusha Zagov, it doesn't become Kedusha Zagov until some o'clock there also, so it's possible for Yoim. The Loch, it should be that if a full Yoim would touch the Ketoyres should not become possible. Alam Matanya, yet, why did we learn in the Braiso? Nitno b'machteshes, niftele, nifseles b'tful yoim, that once the Ketoyres was already put in the machteshes is where they did the original Pitum HaKetoyres, at that point if a tful yoim would touch it, it would become possible. Rabbis Kasha is assuming that a tful yoim, although he has the ability to convey tuma onto Hektish, but it's only if it has Kedusha Zagov, not if it has Kedusha Zdomen. And from the fact that you see nitno b'machteshes, nifseles b'tful, that's it, right? The Ketoyres, Bishas Pita Makteris, ready is Kedusha. And the Gemara speaks that Bechitim, you'll tell me, Kol Kedusha Domim, if sleep it for you. Maybe you say no, Mechitay, see, Rabbi, where are you getting the Sanacha from, right? Maybe even Kedusha's Domim that comes in contact with the Tfolya and becomes possible. It's not true because it's a Mefurish Mishnah. But now we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Meseches Me'ilo Daf Tes Amid Aleph. HaMenochos, your regular Minchas Yochid Zakrashi, Moyalim Bohem, if a person has a nut from it, he's over the Issa Me'ilo, Misha Huk the Shu. From the time that it becomes hektish. And the reason is, as soon as you makdish the mincha, it's kaddish. Doesn't matter, kaddish zaguf, kaddish is damim, all hektish, right? Kach bedek habayis is subject to the laws of me'ilah. So that's poshet, that the minute it becomes hektish at that point, it's subject to the laws of me'ilah. Stating that, kitshu b'kli, when it is kaddish tzim tzveitin mol, and this time in a kli, meaning when it becomes kaddish kedusha sagov, then the level of kedusha gets upgraded, and at that point it's hukshuru lipasav tful yoyim ube mechusa kipurim ube lina. But what do you see from here? That kitshu b'kli in, like kitshu b'kli lai. That the only time the mincha is subject to the psul tful yoyim is when it gets the higher level of kedusha, which is when it's kitshu b'kli. So you say meres that when it was hektish alein, even though it was kaddish, at that point, it wasn't shayach to the psul of the tful yoyim. When it was kitshu b'kli, yeah, what's the difference? In both cases, it was already kaddish. Less kedusha, more kedusha, zokram, it's pasha to me. Because must be that when you were makdish l'chatchila, being that you couldn't put it on the mizbeach yet, because it's not royal akrav until you put it into the klisharis. Although it's kaddish, it's only k'tushas damim, and then uchinami des meila. But at the same time, it's not going to be nifsal if it comes in contact with a tful yoyim. Davka where it's kitshu b'kli at that point, now already has k'tushas aguf. So then it's shayach to the laws of tful yoyim. But al kopanim, what do you see from here? You see that in order for something to be possible by coming in contact with a tful yoyim, it has to be already kedushas aguf. And from the fact that the ketores that comes in contact with the tful yoyim, once it was already nitna b'machteshes, talach is nifsel, is akrav, is a raya, that it's kedushas aguf. And it's kedushas aguf, and you see, it can be pointed, albeit in a very circuitous way. But at the end of the day, if you can be pointed, that's a raya, that you don't say the svar of kedushas jabem leheichan alcha. But the Gemara says, Rav Chisda had a comeback. Because the elamai kedushas aguf. So you're telling me it's kedushas aguf. Kshmak a raya. From the fact that it's nifselis bitful yoyim, that's a raya, then it must be kedushas aguf. But elamayato ibezoiti, possibly no. So then the halacha should be that as soon as you do the pita makteris, as soon as it comes in contact with the machteshes, at that point it should be nifsel belina. Right? One of the psalm you find in kachem is lina. What does lina mean? That if you leave it overnight or whatever its lina is, but right, there's like a certain statute of limitations during which time you can bring a carbon. Once too much time passes at that time, it becomes possible. Now, Rav Chisda is about to bring a raya that the keteres, once it was b'machteshes, and you did the pita machteshes, is not yet subject to the laws of lina, and that must be a raya that all it is kedushas damim. Because if it's kedushas aguf, how could there not be a halacha of lina? What's his raya from this? Eichta mishnah, lama tanan. Why did we learn in the mishnah? And this is a mishnah mi'ila daf yudam adalef, akoymetz v'halavoyno, v'akteres, that's what we need. U'minchas koyanim, u'minchas koyim mashuach, u'minchas nesachim, moyalim bohem, the halacha is mi'ila, mishahuktishu, as soon as you machtish it, right? Once you machtish it, now it's hektish, even if it's kedushas. It's subject to the laws of me'il. Kitchul b'kli, once it became kaddish inside a kli shares, then hukshuru li pasal b'tful yayim. Then it becomes hukshuru li pasal b'tful yayim. Ube mechusar kippurim, right? Even a mechusar kippurim that comes in contact with it, would able to be make it tame, ube lina. And at that point, it becomes possible in as well. But what do you see from here? Kitchul b'kli in, like kitchul b'kli like. It's dafka when it comes in contact with the klisharis, noch the machteshes, and noch the pita machteres, that we say that it's subject to the psul lina, zoysay meres, that until then, it must be its kedushas damim, and it's not kedushas aguf. So why is this not a raya, not like you, Rabbah? Shouldn't this be a raya that what? That really it's kedushas damim? Amalei say, he told him, lino ka'amrit, you're asking me a kasha from lino, shani k'teres, k'teres is different, hayol v'tzuras b'chol ha'shana kula. Because the whole yisoid of the psul lina is that if something stays around too long, it becomes bad. It spoils. It starts to rot. It starts to decay. It's not so good anymore. The Ketores was not a perishable. The Ketores had a long shelf life. And because it had a long shelf life, it's for that reason it's not subject to the halachas of lina. Meaning, la'olam, even before it was kitchu b'kli, it should be shayach mitzad kedushasoy to the laws of lina. But it's because the site of lina is that on some level, the tzura, if it changes, that's where this halacha comes from. And being that the tzura doesn't change, just from being mefatim the k'tayres, so there's no reason for there to be a psul lina. So la'olam, it's kedushas aguf, Rabbi said right away. And that's why it's nifselis b'tful yayim. It's checkmate. I ask me, Akasha, why is there no psul lina until it's kitchu b'kli? It's because the yisoid of lina is related to the fact that the tzura changes, and by the pita makteris, at that shlav, nothing is changing with the tzura, and it's for that reason it's not going to be possible lina. The bottom line is, Rabbah won the argument with Rav Chisda, that's without a question. And that is that Keteris, once you're mefatim it, once it goes through the machteshes, even before it's holding otot by actually going in the mezbeach, at that point it's already Kedushas Agav. And you see that what? You see that you could be poyda the Keteris. What do you see? The Mishnah in Shkolim. What do they do with the Moisa Keteris? Long-winded, short answer. They were poyda it, and then they brought it back and they used it for the following year. Zoysay Meres, there's a halacha that when it comes to Kedushas Haguf, l'chayr of a carbon seber, that's the Gemara's Havana of this, you could be poided even without a mu'. I mean, even though the rule is that Kedushas Haguf, you can't be poided, but when it comes to a carbon seber, it's different. And this supports what Rabbi Yechanan said, right? Rabbi Yechanan began the daf, t'midim shalei hutzuchu l'tzibur niftim t'mimim, and Rav Chisda couldn't even hear it. Said Rabbi, what do you mean? The Rebbe's saying good. There's a raya from Keteris. So Rabbi Yochanan's memra by the Tmidim. We have the Mishnah by the Keteris that are both b'kivun echad. They're both saying the same thing. And that is that even though Keteris, you can't be played the Tmidim, but when it comes to Karban Sibur, yeah. Now, Rav Chisda had a kasha. What was his kasha? V'chi Kedusha Shebahem Leheichan Holcha. Rabbi never answered the kasha. Rabbi just said a whole sarcastic way. It's like a double negative. But you don't know that we don't say. But the bottom line is, it's pasha that we don't say. What the Gemara now is going to say is, meaning, okay, we just had a lot of drama here, right? We were just introduced to a lot of sugyas that we're not so familiar with. But here. But the achrei kechlois hakoil. Rabbi Yochanan is saying a gevaldige chiddush, and really in the Mishnah it's mavur a gevaldige chiddush because v'chi kedusha shebehem leheichan olcha. So what's the answer? You're right. It's muchach. Everybody has to hold it. We don't say v'chi kedusha shebehem leheichan olcha. But what's takib shad? So the Gemara said, "Amar Rabbi, so Rabbi himself, right? He is iu lahave parvanka. He's the one that's delivering this entire sugya to us, right? He said over the halacha from Rabbi Yochanan. He defended Rav Chisda's taina. He brought a riot to Rabbi Yochanan." From Keteris, and he's now going to explain the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan's memra. He said, "Leiv bezden masna aleihem," because lechatchila when they were makdish the tmidim, and lechatchila when they were makdish the Keteris, and really it's true for all karbanos sibur with some exceptions, as we're about to say. But it's true for karbanos sibur. There was a tanai that was made, and that was hutzrachu v'im lav yulid meyem. If you're going to need it, gevaldig, and if not, yulid meyem. What does yulid meyem mean? Man, if not that it should be chulin. But if not, it'll be Kaddish Kedushas Damim. If it's Kaddish Kedushas Damim, so then you'll have the ability to go ahead and to be pointed. Amalei Abaya, Abaya enters the sugya, and now Abaya turns to Rabba. So again, till now, it was Rabba saying over Rabbi Yochanan's Memra and fending off his Baal Plukten Shas, one of his Baal Plukten Shas, Rav Chisda, right? Now, Rabbi's Talmud, Abaya enters the fray. And he says, V'amaru da'amar, didn't you, the Rebbe, once say, Hikdish Zachar Ledamov, that if somebody was Makdish Zachar, an animal, that's a Zachar, an animal that's fit to be put on the Mizbeach. And he did it for Damov. What does Damov mean? Damov means he doesn't want this animal itself to be on the Mizbeach, but he wants that it should have Kedushas Dam, meaning you should use the value of it for the Mizbeach. So the halach is Kodesh Kedushas Agof. It automatically gets Kedushas Agof. The reason is, because Rabbah holds, that if someone is Makdish something that could be Kodesh Kedushas Agof, B'kedushas damin, it automatically becomes Kedushas Agav. Now, just to chop the nuance of the case, this is a sugya mesechtes tmura, tmura yud alef, tmura yud tes, erich en hei, b'chayrus yud alef. So this is already the home stretch of kachim. This is not even zvachim enachis, right? This is the latter part of kachim. But the bottom line is, we were talking about a zachar because the specific type of hektish that the person made, it was an oil. Oil always had to be a zachar, right? That's what we're talking about, a zachar, in case that was bothering you. So hiktish zachar, it was a zachar which could be an oila, because an oila always had to be a zachar, right? Chattis is always in a keva, oila is always a zachar. So if you were makdish a zachar, le oila, But not for Kedushas Aguf of Oilo, for Kedushas Domim of Oilo, being that the Zohar itself can Zayn on Oilo, so it's Kodesh Kedushas Aguf. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, last line of Rashi. V'hocha nami, l'may mahani t'not le bezdin. V'os helf the t'nai of le bezdin, ki amrina nami yiu l'dmeim katshu le gufayu. What was the Leib Bezdin Masna? They're making a t'nai that if we don't need it, it should be Kodesh Kedushas Domim. Well, I got news for you. If you have something that could be Kedushas Aguf, and you make a Kedushas Dom, it automatically becomes Kedushas Aguf. So Abaye told Rabbi Yuvishi Tosoi, who holds this halacha, that if someone's makdish something that could be Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Dom, it automatically becomes Kedushas Aguf. You cannot manipulate that. If it's shaykh to Kedushas Aguf, you can't make a Kedushas Dom. You can make all the time in the world. Tonight Kafel, tonight Gaidam Lamaisa, Nusfa Lassa B'Shlichas, it doesn't matter. You check off every single box in Ilchus Drom. It's a gatenish, this is the Da'az Adin. So what do you mean, Leif Bezdin Masin Aleim? L'Cherit should automatically become Kedushas Kedushas Aguf, and if it's automatically Kedushas Kedushas Aguf, you have no way to be poided. So the Gemara says, Rabbi told him, like Kasha. Hada Amar Lidmei Oila, Hada Amar Lidmei Nesachim. Very geschmack. The person in Rabbi's Halacha, in Masechtas Temura, Hikdish Zachar Ludomov, Kedushas Kedushas Aguf, it's talking about where the person was Makdish this animal, which is a Zachar, Kedushas Domim L'Oil. That's what he was Makdish for. He said, I want the value to go buy oilois. You said you want to buy oilois? This alone, Zolzang the oil. And that's what happens. Even though that's not what your nusach was, it automatically becomes an oil. What would be, however, if the person would have an animal, it's a ram, right? It's a zachar, it's an ayil, and he says, I want to be makdish this, but I want that the value of it should go to buy nusachim. I don't know. So then it wouldn't have a halacha that it automatically becomes an oil. If you said, I want to use the money to buy an oil, and it itself is fit to be an oil, but if I said I wanted to have some other type of nusach of kedusha, so I wanted to go for nusachim, but because it could be an oil, it has to be an oil. I don't want it to be an oil. And fakir, Rabbi's moida, and Rabbi never said his halach over there. But the point is, hocha b'mayaskina in the late Bezdin Masna is where they said that in the event we're not going to need it should be kaddish kedusha's damin, but not kaddish kedusha's damin for tamidim or for ktoiris, for something else. Being that it's for something else, you don't have Rabbi's halach. You don't have Rabbi's halach. That's where you're going to be able to make your word. Abba isvei abaya, abaya is not finished. Abaya asked another kasha to Rabbi. And this kasha is from a sugya in Meseches Yuma, Par V'Sorer Shel Yom HaKippurim. And really, the hakdama to this shlav in the sugya is that we know there's a halach in Kachem. Again, this is all Kachem 101. And that is, there were Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. So what were the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos? So this is halach of Moshe Mitzinai. There's five different times where somebody could have been Mafresh a Karban Chatos. And me'ezah siba she'yir, the halacha is that we just let this animal die. Usually we're not going to just allow an animal that's kachim to die. It's not something we'll ever do. But there's halacha l'moish misinai regarding five different types of chatois, the chamish chatois that are mesos. Now, what are the chamish chatois that are mesos? So, in kam akum laharach, but just to get a feel for it, one is a chata shemesu bala. So, let's say somebody was mafresh a karma chatas, and then he dies. So, being that the person that was mafresh the chatas, who needed kapara from this chatas, is not around anymore to get kapara, he died already. So, we don't need this carbon anymore. So, if we don't need this carbon anymore, so what do we do with it? So ordinarily, if somebody was mafresh a carbon and he dies, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch. First parak of Masechtas Zvachim gets into it right away. But in this situation, what we're going to do with it is we're going to say that let the animal die. Another example would be chata shekipru balea. What would be if somebody was mafresh a carbon chatas and then the animal got lost? So he was stuck. So he had no choice. So he went and bought another animal. And he got his kapar. Then he found the original animal. It's a chata shekipru balea. It's the same halacha. You don't need it anymore. And being that you don't need it anymore, it's lamisa also. Either way, just to get a little bit of a feel. So Abai asks Akasha, par v'sorcho yem ha-kippurim, a par, or the par, that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur, v'so'ir shel yem ha-kippurim. I think we know what that means. She'avdu that got lost, v'hifrish achirim tachteyem. So imagine, this is Yom Kippur, and there's this goat, right? This is the Sarechad Hashem. Somebody see a goat, right? I mean, these things have a life of their own, right? All of a sudden, I think I saw it in that corner, they're chasing it. The kids, they couldn't find it, right? So they had no choice. And by the way, you have to make the girl all over again. This is a whole Isaac. But regardless, they go, and they do it again, and all of a sudden, right, they found it. That's going to be the end of the story. Or Siri Avay Dezara, that got lost. And then they found the originals, right? So again, we have have the par that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the Sa'ir that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, and we have the Se'iri Avodah Zarah. This is referring to where Rav of Klai Yisrael was Avodah Zarah, Spishaygig, Hayroz Bezdin, the Zahirius 101. So the halacha is that they had to bring a Sa'ir. That was the carbon that they brought. So regardless, the carbon got lost, so they were mafresh new ones, and then they found them. So the halacha is Kulon Yomusu. It's classic Chatosh Kippur Balda. Because the power that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, the Sar that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, and the Siri Avodah Zarah had something in common. They were all Chatois. And the Allah is Chatosh Kippur Balda is Lamisa Azla, Chamesh Chatois Samesois. So that's what you're going to do with this. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Azai Halt Reb Yehuda. Ravaz Reb Shimon Oimrim. Ravaz Reb Shimon said, no. Yiru Ache Yistavu, Vimachru, Viplu, Dmeyam Linadava. No. You don't have the Chamesh Chatois HaMesis over here. You don't have the Halacha L'Moish Misina. In fact, what you do with this animal is you treat it as if it was an oila, for example. What would you do if it's an oila? You would let it graze until it develops a mum. Right, Yiru means let them graze. Achi Yistavu means until they develop a mum. When they develop a mum, V'yimachru, now it's Kedushas Damim, so you'll be able to sell it. And with the proceeds, V'yiplud Meim L'Nedava, you're going to buy Oilus Nedava, right? Kayat Samizbeach, that's what you're going to end up doing with the money. And the reason this is what we do, and we don't say that it's a Chata Shekipru Balel, it's Ne'en Chata Sibur Mesa, because it's a din, that Chomish Chata Yisam Mesis is only true for Chata Siyoch, and not for Chata Sibur. By the way, this is one of Marna Grizz's examples where you have a machloikis and a halacha l'moish misinai, the famous briskerov that we've spoken about many times over the years. The Rambam says that when it comes to something that we know mi piya kabbalu loiti matzi by machloikis, but this is one of the great examples of this. But the bottom line is a big time machloikis in the dinim of chamish chatois hamesos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true even for a chatas sibur. According to Rabbi Reb Shimon, it's true only for a chatas yochid. But what's the kasha? The kasha is why is it yiru achi yistavu? Bomb kasha freaked up by it's a rabba. According to you, when it's a carbon sibur, it doesn't have to have a mum. It's niftis tmimim. So if that's the case, v'amai, why is the halachi yirach yistavu v'yimachru v'yiplud meim l'nedava? We're dealing with a chatas sibur. That's the lashon of the tanoim. She'en chatas sibur mesa. The par kohen gadol is a sibur. These are all sibur. And if that's the case, blamer, we should say, leiv bezdin masna leyem. Right? So why do you need to wait until it develops a mum? Just say, Lev Baz Din Masna Lem, Zokter Ashi, three words, Sheyiftu Beloy Mum. So why do you need a mum in order to be paided? You should be able to be paided, Afilo Anamum. It's a bomb kasha. Again, Rab is defending Rabbi Yochanan. He's bringing a raya from a Mishnah in Shkalim. That when it comes to a carbon seaport, even though it's Kaddish Bekdusha Zagof, you can be poided even to Mimim. Freik Dabaya, Akasha, from Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Shita, regarding the Chamish Chatois HaMesis, that it doesn't apply to a Chatos Sibur. Therefore, what do? You don't just let it die. Yiru Achi Yistavu, you wait until it gets a mum and then you poid it. Why do you have to wait for it to get a mum? L'chayu should be able to be poided right away. So the Gemara says, Rabbi responded, he told Avudim Ka'amrit, you're asking me Akasha from a situation where the animal got lost? Shani Avudim de loyshchichi. Avudim is something that's loyshchiach. So Rashi dibra maschad loyshchichi hilkach loychoshiv bezin lahasaleh. So when Bezin made the Tanai was that if there's going to be moistress, let's say, something that's shchiach, there'll be leftover k'tiris. There was always leftover k'tiris. Or you might have extra shefalach that never got brought as the carbon tamid. But the Tanai wasn't like this all-consuming umbrella blanket style Tanai. It was a little bit more nuanced. They had in mind that the Tanai should be in effect in the event something shchiach is going to happen. But if something lo shchiach is going to happen, then it doesn't go into effect. So you're right, ordinarily for a carbon sibur, you shouldn't need to wait until it develops a mum. But being that this is a milsul shchicha, when it comes to a milsul shchicha, it's going to be different. But freik tabaya, follow-up question. Hare paru de lo shchicha, the paru aduma. Whoa, so we're really jumping all over the place. But the paru aduma, which was also lo shchicha. Now, how do you know the paru aduma was lo shchicha? So there's a geshmak of Rashi. Rashi says, "The loy shchicha bechol yemei bayis rishon or bayis sheni loy asu elo shefa." Because throughout bayis rishon and bayis sheni, hashtag rest of the story, there were only seven para adumas. But the bottom line is, it's clearly a milsa loy shchicha. Right, the whole institution of para aduma is loy shchicha. Yet the time you learn to the brayso, para niftis al kol psol shabbat. If a para aduma develops a psol, you want to be poided, you can be poided. Mesa, if it died just on its own, tipadi could be poided. Nishchata, if you shechted it. Now it's talking about where you shechted it in the wrong place. Rashi says chutzam kaima, meaning you didn't shecht it in the way that you're supposed to. You did it in the wrong place. Tipote. Matzacher is nohe mena. Let's say you found a nicer paraduma. Tipote. Go ahead and be paid it. Shachta al gabi marachto. Once they shechted it by the maracha, meaning it was shachet in the place that it was supposed to be shachet. By the way, where did they shech the paraduma? Not in the Beis HaMikdash, right? It was on Har HaZeisim. But the point is, shachto al gabi marachto. In lo p'ti oilamis. At that point, you can't be paid it at all. So, as it relates to the para aduma, could you be poided or could you not be poided? Says the Brice, it depends. If it just died, you could be poided. If it developed a psal, you could be poided. If you shecht it in the wrong place, you could be poided. You found the nicer one, you could be poided. Once you shechted it, where you're supposed to shecht it, at that point, if you want to be poided, you're not going to be poided. And the reason is because being that you started doing the avoida, ba'ofen kosher, once you do the avoida, ba'ofen kosher, at that point, you lose your ability to go ahead and to shecht it. You lose your ability to go ahead and to be poided. Now, what's Abayis Kasha? It's tricky because all the Rishonim don't understand this Gemara. What's Abayis Kasha? Abayis Kasha is that if you're telling me that Be'etzim Lev Bezdin Masna Aleh, and that's why if you want to be paid a carbon sibur, you always have the ability to be paid a carbon sibur. But the only time you can be paid a carbon sibur is it if it's a dover that shchiach. If it's a milsadol shchicha, like avudim, so then the halacha is you don't have the leiv bezdin masna aleihem. So then why is it that you could be poida the para aduma, albeit before you did the shechita on Har HaZeisim? You shouldn't be able to be poida the para aduma because the chayra, it doesn't have a mum necessarily yet, right? Look at matzah nahe mena, right? In that case, right, just to keep it simple, doesn't have a mum, and it sounds like you're just going ahead and you're being poida. You'll tell me because leiv bezdin masna aleihem, but Leif Bez and Masalim doesn't work for something that's Leif Shchiach, and there's nothing that's less Shchiach than the Paradum, which happened 7 times over 1,000 years. So, Freita Bayitir Rabbi, you're telling me a Shtikl Torah Leif Bez and Masna Aleihem, but only when it's a Milsa de Shchicha. L'chari, you see from Paradum that you say Leif Bez and Masna Aleihem even when it's a Milsa de Leif Shchicha. So what are all the Rishonim bothered with? Because if you're following the flow of the sugya, Abaye was asking on Rabbi, doesn't understand Rabbi's halacha. You're telling me, there's the masna lehem, I have this kasha, I have that kasha. He's throwing kashas all over the place. You know what Abaye just did? Abaye just proved, not only there's the masna lehem, but even when it's a milsa d'loy shchicha. So if anything, this esave is strengthening. It's strengthening Rabbi's position. It's not weakening Rabbi's position. A different Rishonim learn Pshat Tov in the Gemara differently. But I think the most simple Pshat is the Rashba. The Rashba says like this. The Rashba says that after Abaye asked his Kasha from the Chamish Chatois HaMesois, and Rabbi told him that Avudim Ka'amrit, Shani Avudim Deloy Shchichi, Abaye said, I'm asking. I hear exactly what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. And he came around to Rabbi, said, I'm asking. There's something called Leiv Bez Demasna Aleihem, and you only say Leiv Bez Demasna Aleihem when it's a Milsa Deshchicha, hence Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha, hence the Halacha Moisra Ketores. Why don't you say Leiv Bez Demasna Aleihem when it comes to the Chamish Chatois HaMesois? Because that's a Milsa Loi Shchicha. Avudim Ka'amrit, Shani Avudim Loi Shchicha. And being that it's a Milsa Loi Shchicha, you don't say it. So Abaye now is on the same team as Rabbi. They're wearing the same hat. They're 100% on the same team. Kumtzeg and Abaye, right? It's now from a whole different perspective. Okay, now that we're chavrusas, we're learning together, right? We see the world the same way. But Rebbe, I have a different problem. L'chayra, your hagdara doesn't stem. Because l'chayra, you see from the Parah Aduma, that is a leiv bez de masnalem. Because you see, it can be poided afilu t'mimen. And l'chayra must be, it's because of Arden leiv bez de, right? It's Arden. Arden leiv bez de masnalem. But if it's true that it's only true by a milsa de shchicha, l'chayra de Parah Aduma is a milsa de loy shchicha. So you see, it works even for a milsa de loy shchicha. And if that's the case, it's hodra kushal l'duchte, right? We have to revisit why by the Chamish Chatois HaMesis is a yira. If you machru l'chayra, you should be able to be paid the right way. What are you going to tell me? Because it's loy shchicha. You see from here that even if it's loy shchicha, it's not going to be an issue. But either way, this was the kasha that Abaye now asked Rabbah, and Rabbah told him a very partial teretz. He said, "Shani par the kachi betak abayis." See, par is different. Par is kachi betak abayis. Par adum is kachi mizbeach. It's not kachi mizbeach. It's kachi betak abayis. Right? Where was the par aduma brought? It was brought in Har HaZeisim. By the way, there was rikus. but it was like keneged oil moed, right? It was facing the direction of the oil moed. There's bris columbus in it, but it wasn't actually brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, Rabbah told Abaya that the Parah Aduma was Kachay Bedek Abayas. It wasn't even Kachay Mizbeach. If it wasn't Kachay Mizbeach, it certainly wasn't Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf, right? It's not even Kachay Mizbeach, which means that for sure it can't be Kedushas HaGuf, right? This brings us back to the introduction, that all Hekdash could be divided into two groups, Kachay Mizbeach and Kachay Bedek Abayas, and whole Hekdash could be divided into two groups, Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim. All Kachay Bedek Abayas is Kedushas Damim. As it relates to Kachay Mizbeach, depends. If it's something that can go on the Mizbeach, and that's what you will makdish it for, then it's going to be Kedushas HaGuf. If not, it's going to be Kedushas Damim. But the point is, the par is a whole different mitzvah. The par is Kachay Bedek Abayas. The par is Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is what you have to wait for it to get him up. Meaning, La'olam, there's a lay bez de masna aleim. It only works for a milsa de shchicha. Yet, by par aduma, you see, it can be poided without a mum, even though it's a milsa de shchicha, because it's no shaykh is dar sugya. It's because really, it's not even Kachay Mizbeach, let alone being Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf. All it is Kachay Bedek Abayas. Now, the truth is, this one line of Shani Par, the Kachay Bedek Abayas, is not such a simple line. Because the Gemara says in a bunch of places in Shas, as it relates to the Par Aduma, Chatos Karyei Rachmana. And we have read bites on this from over the years, that the Par Aduma is a little tricky. It's a tanst of Tzvei Chasanis. That on the one hand, it's at its core Kachay Bedek Abayas, because it wasn't really put on the Mizbeach, but at the same time, Chatos Kaya Rachmana. Torah gives it a din Chatos. And a lot of dinim that you find regarding a carbon Chatos, which is for sure Kaddish Kedushas HaGuf, not just Kachay Mizbeach, you find applies to the Parah Aduma as well. But either way, Le'in Yoneinu, said Rabbo, Shani Parah, the Kachay Bedek Abayasi. But the Gemara Chejman's for a few more lines. Ihachi, Bazay Feit, the Gemara, Mesa, Einishtacha, so how could the halacha be that in the event that it died, or in the event that it was shachet, you could be poided, right? It's balashim bitmiya. Meisna in nishchata tipadeh, ha be'inan hamada v'haracha. The halacha is that it needs hamada v'haracha. The Gemara is asking a follow-up question, and that is, one of the times that the Braisa said that if you want to be poided the parah aduma, you could be poided, is in the event that it died, or in the event that it was shachet. It was geshachten. The Gemara's kash is, how can you be paid the hektish at that point? There's a din in hektish that says that if you want to be paid the hektish, you have to do hamada v'arach. Hamada means it stands, harach is milosh and erichin, you make an assessment. The point is, the animal has to walk into some consultant's office, and this consultant has to make a cheshbon, how much he thinks it's worth, and then and only then would you be able to be paid. The Gemara's kash is, how could you be paid the par aduma if it died? How can you be paid if it's shachot? If it died, right? You can't do Hamada V'Aroch. You certainly can't do Hamada. So if that's the case, how could you put it? Now, what's the Ihochi? Ihochi. I mean, it's not a good kasha. How could you be poided? It's a geshmaki Ihochi. Because Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that really the Parah Aduma is Kedushas HaGuf, and the whole din pidyon is working with a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyem, so it could be Nichlal, and the Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyem is that you don't need Hamada V'Aroch. But if you're telling me now that it's not Kaddish B'Kedushas HaGuf, and there's no Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleyem, the reason you could be poided is because it's good old-fashioned Kachay Bedek Abayas, which is Kedushas Damim, which is something you could be poided. Well, if that's the case, then I don't understand what happened to Hamada V'Aroch. If it's Aslei Bezdin Masna Aleyem, that's what happened to Hamada V'Aroch. But if it's Kachay Bedek Abayas, there's nothing fancy about this story over here. So what happened to Hamada V'Aroch? The Gemara says, oh, it's not a kash. Amani Reb Shimini, Hafla V'Feld. Amma Kachay Mizbeach, Hoyu B'Chal Hamada V'Aroch. Kachay Bedek Abayas, Hoyu B'Chal Hamada V'Aroch. Oh, it's very gewaldic. It's going quick, Reb Shimini. Reb Shimini holds that only Kachay Mizbeach needs Hamada V'Aroch. Kachay Bedek Abayas doesn't need Hamada V'Aroch. So Kozen Nichnas in the Gemara's Teretz, being that it's Kachay Bedek Abayas. So that's why you could be poided with animal, and that's also why there's no problem. Because Hamani Rab Shimini, but the Gemara says it's Rab Shimini. There's no way this price is Rab Shimini. If it's Rab Shimini, it's a seifa. Take a look at the seifa of the Braisa. So what was this, the resh of the Braisa? All the times that you could be poided the Parah Aduma. What was the seifa? The one time that you can't be poided the Parah Aduma. When can't you? Shocht al gabi marachta. If you already did the shchita on top of the marachta, meaning you did a proper shchita, not chutzum koimo. You did a valid shchita, then the halach is ein lo pti oilamis. At that point, you could never be poided. Right? Once you did a proper shchita, you can't be poided. For the Gemara, this doesn't stem with another Reb Shimon. Because the time we went to the Bryce, Reb Shimon said, parah metame tumas oichlen. The halach is that the parah aduma was metame tumas oichlen. And this is really a very, very big chiddush, that the parah aduma should be metame tumas oichlen. And the reason it's a very big chiddush is because the parah aduma is aser b'hanah. In order for something to be tummy tumas oichlin, has to be something that someone could have hanah from. Something you could at the very least give a goy to eat. But if you can't have hanah from it, then the halach is it's not tummy tumas oichlin. So Reb Shimon said parim etama tumas oichlin. What's the pshat? He explained hoyo v'hoysel shas hakosh. Because although right now the par aduma, you know, after the sreifa, after the ganza maisa, it's really something that no one could have enough from, but there was once a Shas HaKosher. Now, we're not learning the sugis of Paraduma, but Reish Lakish gave us one line that we could understand. Amar Reish Lakish said, when was it that the Paraduma had a Shas HaKosher, that it was something that was technically subject to Hana? Omer Hay Rav Shimon, Para Niftis Al Gabe Marachta. It's because at the time that you did the Shechita, which is now, it's Chal Paraduma. At that point, if you wanted to be poided, you could have been poided. Even though it's already Agabi Marachta, you could have been poided. And being that had you been poided, now you could have had Hana from the Basar. Kumtois, it had a Shas HaKosher. And therefore, even now, Lacher HaMeisa, Talach is the Basar, is going to be Tami Tumas Oichlin. But we just need one thing. That is what Shimon Shita is, that you could be poided the Paraduma, Agabi Marachta. If you could be poided the Paraduma, Al Gabi Marachta, that means that this Braisa that says Shacht Al Gabi Marachta in La Pidiya Ilamis can't be going Liba de Rab Shimon. It's for sure not Rab Shimon. If the Braisa is not Rab Shimon, that means when the Braisa's Mavur in the Reisha that Mesa Tifta, Nishkata Tifta, that you don't need a mother of a Haracha, it can't be because Hamani Reb Shimon, who holds Kachi Bet HaGabayis, doesn't need Amad of Aracha. Because again, we just proved beyond a reasonable doubt that this Braisa can't be going Aliba the Reb Shimon. If that's the case, what's Takib Shat? That you could be Poida if it dies or if it was Nishchata without Amad of Aracha. Must be that it's because of Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleh. Must be it's because we say there was some Tanai that Bezdin made. But I thought Bezdin doesn't make Tanayim when it comes to a Milsa Deloy Shchicha. And if that's the case, it's Hodrit Kushis Abaye Leduchte. Rabbo, who made it all work, Rabbi Yochanan Reis from the Mishnah Masech Tishkol, that is Lev Bezdin Masalim, but only if it's not a Milsa Deloy Shchicha. Abaye came around to Rabbi, he bought in 100%. But he said, Rebbe, there's one problem we have, Shtekel. I don't know how we're going to work this out. Because I have a Raya from the Sugya, the Braisa Masech Tisparo, that even by a Milsa Deloy Shchicha, even by the thing that's the most Deloy Shchicha in the world, like the Par Aduma, still there's an Inyan of Lev Bezdin Masalim. So you see clearly that there's a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, even when it comes to a David that's a Muslim Shechicha. And by the way, just to make one point clear, right, the Gemara already said that Shani Parah, the Kachi Bet HaGabayisi, which sort of took the whole Parah Aduma away from the whole discussion of Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan and the Maisa Keteris. But at the end of the day, we're still coming to a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem. Because even if it's Kachi Bet HaGabayis, there's a din of Hamad of Aracha, and the answer is going to be Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem. And you see clearly that there's a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, even by Parah Aduma, which is a Muslim Shechicha, which really undermines the teretz that Rabbi said to explain the Chamesh Chatonis HaMesis, and where it says, you're right, El Shani Par, we have to say a whole nother teretz, a whole nother pshat, and why Par Adum is not a tzushal to this, and this is, Par is different, however, the Meir Karn, because it's very expensive, the Par Aduma. And being that it was a very, very expensive geshaft, so even though it was a milsa de l'shchicha, but the Leiv Bezdin Masla, right, there were only seven, because they were very rare, they were hard to find, that's all part of the seven. And being that they were very, very rare, so therefore, in the event that Bezdin was going to have to get out of a situation and they were going to need an extra paraduma, they made a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, despite the fact that really, it's a milsa de l'shchicha. One last gemara, amamar, mesa tipata. In the event that the paraduma dies, so the halach is, you can be paid. What are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with this? You're going to be poited. And what's going to be the toyales? You'll feed it to the dogs, right? Like Kelev Tashlichon Oisai. It's an avela, right? You can't do anything with it. So, Feit the Gemara, could you be poited kachim for the sake of feeding dogs? Right? Being poited kachim is a shtickle of b'diavet. So, you're not going to do it unless there's some toyales, right? There has to be matan schar b'tzida. What's the matan schar b'tzida? Your dogs are going to have food. I'm Ramasharshniya. Ramasharshniya said, no, Mishum Oira. Because the Oira is something that you're allowed to have anah from, and you can do it for the Oira. Feit the Gemara, Kami Bezin, Masni, I tied to the Oira. What, you're telling me that Bezin's going to go ahead and, number one, make a Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleihem, right, which is what we said has to be done, and we're going to allow you to go ahead and do a pidyon just for the Oir? I mean, the Oir doesn't sound like so valuable. So why would Bezdin get involved for Oir? I'm Rav Kahana, I'm Reinshi. Yeah, there's a saying that says, Migamla, that if someone has a gamel, as in a camel, Oina, take even the ear, meaning even though the ear is not such an expensive part of the gomel, but if it's from a gomel, it's from a davar chash if you want it, the oir of the par aduma, because of how tired the par aduma was, has a value, it has a chshivas, and it's for that reason we say that there was a lev bez de masno, we're going to be paid the kachim of the par aduma simply to be able to feed it to the dogs. Again, this was not the easiest daf in Shas. Especially when you're learning, say, the Nezikin and not learning, say, the Kachim. I mean, Bishleim, if we're holding in the middle of Tumura and Erech and increases. So, and Bechairis is one thing, but with Bechlal not holding in these in Yanim, so it's really coming out of left field. But just super duper high level. What did we do over here? So, we started off the Daf and we said that all Kachim could be divided into two groups, Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. If something has Kedushas Damim, you can be poited. If something has Kedushas Aguf, you can't be poited. It's for that reason, if you have a carbon, and for whatever reason you don't need the carbon anymore, you can't just go ahead and be poited. What you do is you wait for it to develop a mum, then it loses its Kedushas Aguf, it's not ready to be poured on the Mizbeach anymore. Now, it only has Kedushas Damim, as a result, you can be poited. Rabbi Yochanan said that's true for Karbanos Yachid. When it comes to Karbanos Tzibur, not Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi was sitting and he was fakoifing this memra in the name of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to Karbanos Tzibur, so there's Allah, he can be poided, afilu t'min. Rav Chisda challenged Rabbi, and he challenged him with a charifos, mansayis loch, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, and based on the premise of the Kedusha Shabam Lehechan Ocha, Rabbi told Rav Chisda, not only do I maintain that what the Rebbe said is right, there's a raya. The raya is from the Moisek Tiris. It's a Mefurish Mishnah, the Masechta Shkolim, that they used to be poida, albeit in a very circuitous way, but they used to be poida, the Moisek Tiris. So there's a clear right. I, your kasha, v'chidusha shabam leheichan hocha. The answer is, there's a lev bezdin masna aleim, and because it's a lev bezdin masna aleim, that's how it works. Now, the lev bezdin masna aleim was that in the event you're not going to need it, the kedusha shouldn't be kadosh b'kedusha zagov, it should be kadosh b'kedusha zdom. Now, by a forced but to clarify, Lishitasai, that what does it mean it's going to be called Kedusha's Domim? Not Kedusha's Domim to buy the Tmidim, not Kedusha's Domim to buy Kutairis, but Kedusha's Domim for something else. Because otherwise, the minute it's something that Shaykh that be Kaddish by Kedusha's Agov, all the Tanayim in the world are not going to help you. It's no different than Rabbi's own member of Hikdish Zachel Adam of Kaddish Kedusha's Agov, because it's something that happens automatically. Additionally, what emerged was that Rabbi said that the only time there was a lay bez a masalem was for a milsa de shchicha, but for a milsa de lay shchicha, not I by the par aduma, there seems to be some lay bez de masalem going on, even though it's milsa de lay shchicha. 100% true, but Chani Para, Hayo Vidamel Yakarin, even the oir of the Paraduma was considered tire. But Chani Para, Hayo Vidamel Yakarin, even though it was technically a milsa de lay shchicha over there, we made an exception to the rule. Exhale. So just to end with one ha'ara that relates, not to today's daf, but more to the topic of all the dafin here in the beginning of Maseches Shavuos. And that is that one of the core topics of the beginning of Maseches Shavuos is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And really, by extension, all the different se'irim that were brought together with the Musafin that were brought on Shchodesh and on Yontif, right? You go through the Parsha of the Musaf and Parshas Pinchas, so the primary Musaf was an Oila, Parim, Elim, Kvasim, but in addition to that, the Musaf involved a Chatas, it was a goat, and it was one singular goat. And what we saw is that the Sa'ir was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddish of related things. Major machoikis tanam, a whole bunch of different cheshbonos, but super high level, what was the sar mechaper for? The sar of the Musaf was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddish of. And I think that it's a little bit sarach beer. Why is it that the sar, the one chatas that was brought together with the Musafin, was mechaper for Tumas Mikdash for Kaddish of? Nothing fancy, just poshet sarach beer. Now, an easy way out of this tzarech beer is it's above our pay grade. And if it's above our pay grade, then really, there's nothing to be said, and there's nothing that needs to be said. But I think it's kedai to at least try to be megala tefach of this inyan a little bit. And maybe there is something that we could walk away with in terms of understanding why would it be that together with the musafin, there was a karbon chatas that was brought. It was a singular male goat. And the purpose of this goat was to be metama for different inyanim related to Mikdash V'Kadosh. So maybe the pshat is, we mentioned yesterday that the carbon musaf, although is a separate carbon, but really it was an add-on to the carbon tamid. Every time the Torah mentions the carbon musaf, it references the carbon tamid. Oilas Shabbas Bishabatoi, Al Oilas Atomid Veniska. Usir Izim Echolachatos Lashem, this is referring to Uberoshe Chachechem, Al Oilas Atomid Yeyose Veniska. On Pesach, we would bring the carbon musif, and there the Pasuk says it even sharper. Milvad Oilas Aboiker Ashelo Oilas Atomid Tasu as Eila Koela, right? But it was Milvad Oilas Aboiker Ashelo Oilas Atomid. We mentioned yesterday Lashoni Azov of Rashi in Masechtas Yuma Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi says that as it relates to the carbon musaf, being that it says over there Milvad Oilas Haboiker Mashma Dezem Moisif Advar Yoim BeYoimoy, that the carbon musaf isn't just an independent carbon that was punk brought on these days, but the whole tachlis, the whole tayelis, the whole matara of the carbon musaf was Lahoisif. It's an add on. You're being moisif on the carbon tamid. We mentioned yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, who said that maybe that's why on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh we go and we add a tefillah, and the tefillah that we add is a tefillah musaf. On many Yom Tovim there were additional karbanos that were brought, and we don't add tefillahs for that. Chayrif, the whole idea of adding a tefillah is when Neshamu Parmes Faseinu, that Penach Bezvan Shaveis HaMikdash Kayim. But now, what are we supposed to do? So then, Lochayrif, maybe on Shavuos, there should be a tefillah connected to Kifsei Atzeres, there should be a tefillah connected to Shtei Alechem. And by the way, not only is there no tefillah, but even in Musaf, there's no askara for it. We don't even mention it. Why doesn't it at least get a shout out, Lochayrif, you would think? So he said, Hafalik, because the Gemara says in Brachas Chavav Amibes, that what was the yisoid of the three tefillahs? Why do we daven three times a day? Tefillah is connected to midim tiknon. And being that the tefillahs were connected to midim tiknon, so really the whole yisoid of tefillah is connected to the carbon tamid. When we daven, it's not connected all the karbonis. It's not some general, obscure unishama parms faseinu. Let's chaparai all the karbonis we can chaparai. That's not what's going on. It's connected to midim. So if the tefillahs are connected to midim, so it's mistaber that there should be a tefillah connected to musaf, because on a day that there was a carbon musaf, the tamid is a halba maisa. The tamid on the musaf is missing out on a chelak, because the musaf is the add-on, it's the addendum, it's the nisfach. Right? It's the appendix of the actual carbon. So if there's a tefillah for the Talmud, medav haba not tefillah for the Musaf. It's all one and the same. It's definitely one ha'ara on this. I mean, it's klar, this is the emes. But just one ha'ara on this is, we know nashim achayiv and tefillah. Saying that, we've mentioned many times the chiddush of the Psalmim Roish, Rabbi Kedega brings in Shulchan Aruch, that Yudin the Tzlach and Brachas Tav Chav goes with this and a little bit of a different nosach. But the Gedoyle Achreinim all said that even though Nashim Achayiv and Tefillah, but they're potter from Tefillah Sam Musaf. Right? The Psalmim Roish said it's because the Musaf was financed by the Machzis HaShekel, and Nashim were potter from Machzis HaShekel. So they have no Shaykhis to the Kabbalah Musaf, they have no Shaykhis to the Kabbalah Musaf, they have no Shaykhis to the Tefillah Musaf. Then the Yehuda said that it's because it's a mitzvah's Esesh as Mangarama. And even though the Gemara says that all tefillah, being that it's Baboiker Be'erbet Zorayim, should be mitzvah's Esesh as Mangarama, but the Gemara says, being that it's Rachmi, it's different. But Musaf is not Rachmi, it's just Kenegat a carbon. And being that it's Kenegat a carbon, it doesn't have the Bechin of Rachmi. So if it doesn't have the Bechin of Rachmi, so said the Noid Behuda, Nashim are going to be Potter. It's just interesting. It comes out that on this day, where the Talmud really has the add on, Nashim Ashayach Tet Ikachi of tefillah, which is Kenegat the Talmud, but the Hisafa to it, which is the Musaf, that they don't have a shaykhistu. But regardless, we saw klar that the side of the carbon musaf is not just an independent carbon, but rather it's a hoysafa on the carbon tamid. If that's the case, I don't think it's a stretch to say, in fact, I think it's extremely logical to say, that if you want to understand the carbon musaf a little bit better, it starts by understanding the carbon tamid a little bit better, right? Having a little bit of oimik in Havana of the carbon musaf fängt sich an von Umfang with understanding the carbon tamid. Because really, what is the carbon musaf? It's al oilas atomid veniska. Right? That's what it is. It's mulvad oilas aboik, ashello oilas atomid, tasu azela. So really, the starting point to understanding the carbon musaf and its essence, simple math, nothing fancy, I don't think any chiddush, is by understanding the carbon tamid. So what was the carbon tamid? So that's obviously a loaded question, but I think it's kedai to revisit an Abar Benel that we said over a few months ago. I saw it in Zeis Liakov from Agoyin Agodor of Shmuel Yankiv, and this is in his Zeis Liakov in Parshas Tetzave. It's on the Psukim that talk about the Korban Tamid, where he brought from the Abarbanel, that the Abarbanel made a diak. That if you take a look at the Psukim in the Torah that talk about the Korban Tamid, so it's right here in Parshas Pinchas. Vayidabre Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim, es korboni lachmi li'ishai, reyach nichoichi tishmeru, lahakrivli b'mayate. By the way, I mean, just to be 100% clear, what's the end of Parshas Pinchas? If you ask somebody, what's Parshas Pinchas? So it starts, Pinchas ben Elos ben Aharon HaKohen, right? That's what all the Chumash read is. And then, you know, every time you're laning, if you don't have a siddur that has the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to mishun to Parshas Pinchas, because that's where Mafter is, right? Because that's where the Musafin is. Parshas Pinchas is not the parish of the Karbanos. Karbanos are mentioned in other places in the Torah. It's the Musafin. How does the parish of the Musafin begin? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleim, es korboni lachmi l'ishay reach nichoichi, tishmur lahakru li b'mayadi, es hakeves echa tasa b'boiker, veis hakeves hasheni tasa b'einu arbaim, and then you go to the Musafim. Because if you don't mention the Talmud, there's no Musaf. The whole heft of the Musaf is the Hoysof on the Talmud. It's Pasha, just learn the Chumash. It's so obvious that's what's going on over here. And by the way, to make it 100% clear, the Parsha of the Talmud is mentioned in another place in the Torah. It's mentioned Parsha Tetzava. So why is it mentioned again over here in Parsha Pinchas? It's Bishul Dovish and it's Chadish Bo. Because really the Musaf is a Chiddish in the Talmud. Here on these days, the Talmud's an Andrei Sar Talmud. On these days, the Talmud Kumet Daisaf. What's Daisaf? It's the carbon Musaf. That's why it's called Musaf. It's Daisaf on the carbon Talmud. Klar. But either way, he said that Barbanella Dover Niflo. He said the Pasuk says, Savas B'nei Yisrov Yomar Talayim. Es korboni lachmi li'ishai reyach nichoichi tishmeru lahakav libe mayada. So he said every single carbon is a carbon. Every single carbon is referred to as the lechem elikav, right? It's achilas mizbeach. It's some meichel that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single carbon is oilo l'reyach nichoyach. But there's one carbon where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, vayedaber havaya al Moshe leimar. That Amart Aleim, go tell the Bnei Yisrael, es korboni, lachmi, reyach nichoichi, tishmeru lahakli b'mayadai, and that's the korban tamid. Said the Abarbanel, every single korban that was brought for some toyeles. You over chayvei krisus b'shoigig, you bring a chatas. If it's shvus pitui, shvus eidus, mikdash v'kadoshav, you bring an oil of a yoyreid. Hashem shifcha charufa, you know what carbon you have to bring. Right, every carbon, arbitzrich lahoidus, you bring the carbon toido. Opposite the ain carbon, said that barbanel, that has no shaykhs to anybody else. The whole heft of the carbon, zokte ebeshis, is minor carbon. It's carboni, it's lachmi, it's reyach nichoichi. And what's that? That's the carbon tamid. That Barbanel said, that's why the Pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakli b'mayad. Now the Gemara darshans things from the word Tishmeru, Teresh Valpeh. But says that Barbanel, in Teresh Abiksav, Tishmeru is coming to say that if a Yid's going to bring a carbon for himself, of course he's going to watch it. He's going to be very careful, it comes out good. Oh, but this carbon really is not for the Yid. This carbon is 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that it's 100% for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's for that reason, said that Barbanel, the Torah had to be Maza Tishmeru. Make sure you're going to watch it, because if you, being that it's, you have no interest in it, you have no vested tayelas in it, so maybe you're going to be negligent, and that's why Davka by the Karman Tomei, the Torah was Mazer, and the Torah said Tishmeru lachmi libe mayadai, because it's Davka over here that you need this extra azar, because this carbon is brought solely and exclusively for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Karman Tomei, in the words of the Abarbanel, was a carbon that was brought kol kulay for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, any tayelas we get from it is bederech grama. The tachlis of the carbon is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the musif is like the tamid, it's the add-on to the tamid, then l'chayri, the musif should follow this basic fundamental signun, right? Has to be. If it's muvad oilas abayker, and the heft of the oilas abayker is karboni, it's lachmi, it's reyach nichoichi, then l'chayri, the carbon musif had to be the same way. That means the yisoid of the carbon musif was a carbon, an added carbon on special days for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day, this esakeves echatasa baboiker, the esakeves hasheni tasa bein arboy. But on certain days, we tell the Eibush, I'm going to bring you more. And the more is parim bnei bakishnayim, v'ayolechot, kvasim bnei shonu shivet tamimim, and included in that is usir izim echot l'chatas l'Hashem. That means the yisoid of this seir izim, like the rest of the musif, like the underlying carbon, which is the carbon tamid, is what? What's the tayelis for it? The tayelis for it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be. It's for that reason. Chazal understood. And that's the pnimius of this inyan, of why it is that what was the sar mechaper for? The sar was mechaper for mikdash for kadoshah. And it's poshet. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Right? Let's go back to the first time that the Yidden were commanded to build the Beis HaMikdash. They were actually commanded to build a Mishkan. V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Pshutai sham mikro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the Shechina to be b'tachtoinim. Right, as soon as there was a Mishkan, it was Shechina b'tachtoinim ki yudua. The Vilna Gaon. And the Shechina came down. And the Shechina needed a place to live. Right, you go to the Kaisel, what's the Hergish? This is the house of the Shechina, and look at it. It's mamish. It's completely destroyed. You hear Kailas that your ears don't want to hear, right? That's a Yiddish Hergish. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. And it's completely desolate. And we're somewhat responsible for it. It's not a geschmack of feeling. But the bottom line is, for Asuli Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. It's the Ebishter's house. What's Kachin? What is kachim? How many times does the Torah say kachim is lechem aleikav? Right, Parshas Emor is a exhibit A. Kedoshim yiu leiloi keyem, v'leichalu shem eloi keyem, ki es ishe Hashem lechem eloi keyem, he makrivim v'hoyu kodesh, v'kidashtoi, ki es lechem eloi kecha, hu makriv. Right, over and over and over again. Dabra laharim leima ishmi zarach l'dayroisim ashir by mum lo yikrov lahakrim lechem eloi kov. This pasuk, the carbon tomit is karboni lachmi. The Mikdash is the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh is the lechem. It's the food of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kapara of the chatos of the musaf is kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean that it's kol kuloi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's coming to be mechaper for the Eibishter's geschäften. It's the Eibishter's achen. The bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asu li mikdash. It's the lechem aleikav. It's the lechem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to add one knetch, and that is, that where does the Torah mention the Azara? We learned these psukim together last week. Where does the Torah mention the Azara? That someone that's Tom is not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Parshas Nasai. It's in Bamidbar Perikei Pasuk Aleph. V'idaber havaya al moitzol emer. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchum min ha-machina. Kol tzorua. V'chol zav, v'chol tomei lo nefesh, etc., etc., etc. The Ramban says, if you take a look in the Ramban, it's like the Ramban quote, Acha sheheikim es ha-mishka. Immediately after HaKamas HaMishkan. Meaning, if you're following Cheshbon, Bamidbar Nasai talks about HaKamas HaMishkan and then the Golem, how the Yidden travel, and all related to the Mishkan. But Acha sheheikim es ha-mishka. What's the first thing the Yidden were commanded? Tziva b'shiluach hatmei min ha-machna. The Yidden, it's the first tzivoy. Tzavis b'nei yitzrov yishalchum min ha-machna. The first thing was Tumas Mikdash. Why? Shiyi ha-machna kadosh. Because the Eibush is saying, make sure the machna remains kadosh, v'roi shetishu b'shchina. So be roi la-shvoi sa-shchina. If a tamei walks into the Beis HaMikdash on some level, the Shechina has no place over there. On some level, right, then you start getting involved in sugyas and kedusha rishayna and all these different inyanim. But the bottom line is that as long as we keep it kadosh, then the Eibishter has a bias. But the minute we go ahead and we make it tameh, now that's why the first sivui says to Ramban, Acha sheheikim ha-mishkan, was siva b'shiluach hatmeh min ha-machne. When the Yid got kapara for Tumas Mikdash v'kadosh, essentially what's happening is we're being oikid the pgam, we're being oikid the chet. Now all of a sudden, the bias is a bias where the Eibishter could have a dira, there could be a shechina b'tachtoinim. Now all of a sudden the kachin, the lechem aleikav, all of a sudden it's a hot tahayra. The yisoid of why the seer izim echad lechatos operated in this vein is related to the fact. It's related to the fact, maybe, lulei de mistafina, that the musif is a hisofa to the tamid, and the tamid, like the Abar Benel said, is karboni, it's lachmi, it's reach nichoichi, and if that's the case, everything associated with the tamid and the musaf has to be kol kuloi, not thinking about ourselves, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Samachzich, a Yid sometimes made a mess in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, and a Yid sometimes contaminated the food of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not even Klapi me. It's Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that, in the Karban Musaf, which is a chelik of the Karban Tomik, we have this Aisafa. What's this Aisafa? The series of Echol HaChatos. And just to add one more knetch, and I think this is a raya that maybe this is Emes Lamitai. I'm not sure if it's Lulei de Mistafina or Emes Lamitai, but I think this knetch makes it a shtickel Emes Lamitai. And that is, we saw in the Sugyas that in addition to all the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that the series in Echol HaChatos was mechaper, for there was one more little chet that the series in Echa V'chatos was mechaper for. And that is Reish Lakish's memory. Reish Lakish said in Shavuos Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Manishtana Sor Shol Reish Chodesh Shnema by Lashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sor Zeh Yehei Kapara Olai, Shemi Atati Esayoreach. Now this Gemara is way above our pay grade, but there's one time in the entire Torah where you find an Indian where Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a carbon, and the Ebeshter needs a kapara. For the Miyatayoreach, again, way above our pay. We have no idea what this means. But the bottom line is the Eibishter needs a kapara for Miyatayoreach. And where does the Eibishter get the kapara? It's Daika from the Musaf. For the Musaf is the Eibishter's carbon, like Dab Arbanel said. It's mamish what it is. It's Savas B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarta Aleim, Eskarboni, Lachni, V'yichai, Reach, Nichoichi. You know, I took another look at the Dab Arbanel. And when I looked at the Dab Arbanel now, just this last time, I saw he added one line that didn't make a roshan the last time. He says as follows, Aval Atmidim. Shein biyichud ve'etzem ve'emes karboni hamiyuchidli lechem chuki shebavura mashchino shayru b'neiem. It's because of them that the shchino shayru b'neiem. K'moy sheniskar, like the pasuk says in Shemois, v'kidashti es oyo moyed v'shachanti v'toich b'nei Yisrael. The whole tachlis of the karbon tamid was to allow the shchina to be here. It makes so much sense that during the musiv, which is a chelik of the tamid, where you're bringing a chatos, the chatos should be mechaper on tumas mikdash v'kadosh, which like the Ramban said, gets in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mashresh shkinosoi, bisoichenu. Either way, shtag bizoicha to the day where we won't just have to learn the sugyas of Kachin, be able to bring the carbon for the Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mashresh shkinosoi, bisoichenu, and here be amenu, amen.